is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Carly Wilson, and I'm on with Lindy Davis. Say hey, Lindy.
Hey.
Hey. And this is our weekly Motivation Monday live call. Can you believe that we have been hosting this call since August? Like, that's pretty amazing. We've hardly missed any weeks. Somehow people keep dialing in, which is pretty incredible. And it seems like we never run out of material to talk about. So, you know, one of the secrets to, our success with the duration of this call is that Lindy and I never stop reading. We never stop listening to motivational podcasts or YouTube videos. We typically try to read the same books together so that we're on the same page. And of course, we always have, plenty of ideas regarding this call. So last week, we talked about, you know, feeling fear and having it lead to feelings of regret, times that you gave up on yourself. And, the fact that we all need to push through those times when we want to give up and, you know, get to the other side. And so today, Lindy and I were talking before the call began, like, what are we going to talk about today? Because it may be a little known fact, but we don't actually plan this call until Monday morning, just because there are so many times that something hits us in the moment and we feel like we need to share it. And that's exactly what happened today. As we're chatting this morning, Lindy said, you know, something keeps coming at me all week this week, you know, whether it be through Facebook, whether it be at church, whether it be through, things that I'm reading, but it's all about feeling fear and doing what you want to do anyway. You know, the thing with fear is that it's a feeling, it's an emotion, it's something that is in our head and it's real. The feeling of fear is real, but so many times what we're actually afraid of has never happened. So, in a way, you know, although our feeling is very real. I mean, you feel anxious, you feel scared, you feel, you know, this feeling in your chest, and you don't want to do whatever it is that you're afraid of doing. But the reason that you're feeling that way, you know, because of the result or the consequence, is something that hasn't happened yet. It's something in the future, and maybe, you know, our past experiences have molded our lives so much that, you know, we have a reason to feel fearful of whatever we're afraid of, but there's no guarantee that, you know, the consequence that you're so afraid of is actually going to happen. So as I'm talking to Lindy this morning and just thinking of examples of times that I felt afraid, probably the most recent time that I really felt afraid to do something was reaching out to someone on my chicken list. Okay. So in our business, you know, it's so driven by social media. It's so driven by, reaching out to our contacts on a one-on-one basis. And there are so many people that it's really easy to reach out to, you know, probably mostly because the majority of people that we're exposed to, you know, whether it be through, you know, social media, being a Facebook friend or, even other people in our lives, the vast majority of these people, you know, they can't really hurt you, right? Like they can't hurt your feelings. They're more acquaintances than anything. And those are the people it's really easy to reach out to because you don't really have anything invested in that relationship. But then there are those people that are on your chicken list for whatever reason. You know, these people may be close family members and you just really, really care about what they think about you. Or, you know, there are so many different reasons that somebody can be on your chicken list. But, we call it the chicken list because we're chicken. We're afraid to reach out to them for whatever reason. And when I sat down with this list, and I have it, guys, I mean, there are still to this day people that I have not reached out to share something that I love because I'm afraid for one reason or the other. And what I finally had to do was ask myself, why are you so afraid? What is the worst thing that could possibly happen by reaching out to this person? And so I'm kind of making a list like, well, they could ignore me, but is that really so bad? I mean, that's just kind of delaying it. They could, you know, come back with a response and, you know, tell me to never talk to them again. That would be horrible, but I mean, I guess I could deal with it. They could come back with some kind of, you know, comment that's extremely judgmental or, you know, questioning my motives, or maybe they just simply have questions to ask. Can I deal with all those things? Yes. Is there really something that I need to be so afraid of that prevents me from doing the one thing that I really need to do? And when you really think about it in those terms, what is stopping you? Is that thing that you're most afraid of? The worst case scenario, the worst possible outcome, is it that bad to stop you from doing what you need to do? And I think when you really think about things in those terms and address your fear in that way, that you'll find that there's really not that much to be scared of, you know? And so when you think about it like that, you know, are you able to then do what you need to do? That's the question. When you feel the fear, think of it as being a green light. And although it's scary, those feelings of anxiety, that tightening in your chest is very real. 9 times out of 10, when you do the thing that you're most scared of, the consequence is exactly the opposite of what you feared most. So, Lindsay, I'll have you jump in because you kind of have a different perspective on the same topic.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the book that I'm reading, and it's a devotional about being confident and being a confident woman. And I guess the reason it's coming up every single day is because this is the progression of the devotionals in this book. So I was looking at some of the things that I've read over the past few weeks. And, you know, it really talks about the more confident you become, the more you grow, the more you feel, you know, loved and accepted by those that you're around, the more confident you're going to be no matter what you do. And, you know, it's this one is actually titled Get Moving. And it really talks about trial and error being, you know, the road to success. And one of the examples is you can't drive that road as long as your car is parked. So, you know, you just get moving. You try the new things and you keep trying them until you develop the confidence to just keep going. And the more you do something, the better you get at it. And I know that, you know, we've heard some of the top leaders with our company talk about how they make it look easy, and other people that maybe, you know, are at the beginning or have been stuck in the same place for a while, they think, gosh, I can never do that. That looks so easy. I could never talk like that. I could never be that confident. But the thing is, the people that are where you want to be have felt the fear, and they've done it anyway. And the more they've done it, the more they've gotten out of their comfort zone, the more they have just taken the challenge to overcome that fear, to do it anyway, because their why and their reason for doing it was bigger than that fear. You know, they got better at it. They became more and more successful at what they were doing, and they developed the confidence that allowed them to be bold with their actions. And they didn't want to live in the safe zone, you know? And so I think that that's what we all have to realize is that, you know, we've talked also recently about comparison. It's not about that. You know, you look at the people that are successful and where you want to be, and you know, you basically see their highlight reel, right? You don't see where they had those struggles, where they had to face their fears, where, you know, they had to move some mountains to get where they were, where they are now. And so you just have to look at the things that you're doing every single day and know that one by one, as you, climb those mountains, go over those hurdles, you're getting stronger, you're getting more confident. The things that you're doing are becoming easier. You can't sit around and wait for the fear to go away. The fear is never going to go away if you don't take action. And so, you just have to have courage to overcome the obstacles, to face the fear. And it's totally worth it once you do it. I know that when I send those messages or reach out to those people, you know, I if I do it via text or message or whatever, and I have that feeling, you know, that feeling I'm talking about, Carly, like deep in your gut that makes you feel kind of nauseous and sick. And then I send those messages and you know what? I shut it down. I'm like, okay, I'm not looking at Messenger, or I'm not going to respond to emails or texts for a little while. I face the fear, and then I'm like, okay, I just bask in the moment of victory for a minute before I see what those responses that I'm fearing so much even are. You know what? I did it. I accomplished it. I pushed the send button. You know, whatever it is that the fear that you're trying to face, you just do it anyway. Know that the second that you do it, you're going to be like, oh my God, that didn't kill me. I didn't die, right? And so you're going to be more and more confident the next time you sit down to do that, because what's the worst that can happen, right? Absolutely nothing. Maybe a little ego check, but guess what? You're going to be more confident in the long run. You're going to grow from it. You're going to be better. You're going to be more bold, and it's going to get easier and easier the more you face the fear. So, Carly, what do you think, girl? You know that feeling.
I love that. Oh,
I got that sick feeling in my stomach. I've heard Carly do that so many times.
So, you know, the thing with fear is that you're thinking about the worst case scenario, the worst possible outcome. But, you know, what if you flip it around and think about, what if I do, what is the best possible outcome? What, you know, why am I really doing this? You know, for me, in that situation that I was talking about earlier with addressing someone on my chicken list, is that the best possible outcome is that they try the product that I want them to try, that I'm clearly so passionate about, that's changed my own life, and it changes their life too. So if you really look at the two possible extremes, you know, worst case scenario and best case scenario, which one is more powerful to you? You know, is it getting told no by someone? Does that really matter, you know, 5 years from now? Or is it possibly changing someone's life? And does that matter 5 years from now? You know, think about it that way. But Lindy, one thing that I was reading, you know, I always go back to a couple of staples in our positivity, motivational, self-help arsenal. One is Les Brown. The other one is my favorite book in the whole wide world, You Are a Badass. There's actually a whole chapter in this book about fear. It's called Fear is for Suckers. So as you can imagine, you know, I love this book because I love Jen Sincero and her, I guess just her voice in this book. But she talks about, you know, one thing that really feeds our fear is what we feed our mind with. You know, are you waking up every single morning and watching the news and seeing that, you know, the economy is tanking, that people are rioting, that, you know, all these horrible things are happening, which does nothing but fuel your fear?
then you think about it subconsciously all day. It molds your actions all through your day. It molds your decision-making process, to the point where every decision we make is from a place of fear. You go to bed at night thinking about things that you're afraid of, things that you're worried about. And then you it's in your dreams, and you wake up and you have zero energy for even, tackling the things that you should take action on, like Lindy was saying. And so, one thing that you can do to empower yourself to fight your own feelings of fear is to, as Jen Sincero says in this book, to cut off the stream of crap, to really change what you are exposing your mind to, to change it from, all these fear-mongering things like the news and what you're reading and, what you're exposing yourself to, and flipping it to something positive. Obviously we are going to be exposed to horrible things. I mean, there's just no way to completely avoid it, but you don't have to make a conscious effort to expose yourself to those things either. So, when you're intentionally deciding what to read, what to listen to, make it something positive, because from positivity comes power. And when you are powerful, you have the strength to fight the fear and do what you need to do anyway. So, Lindy, I'll throw it back to you. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No. I mean, I think that... there's not much left to be said about all this. I mean, you feel the fear, you do it anyway. And the more you do it, the more confident, the more bold you become. And you're going to get better and better at it. And it's going to come easier to you. You're going to have more success because, good things come to those that will go for it. And it really is all a matter of just saying yes and going, getting... battling up, making it happen. So
taking action, as we were talking about themes or topics for this particular call, another thing was kind of on my mind, and I guess it does kind of fit right in with this topic. I was saying that, so many times it seems like often people have joined us and, with the attitude of, I might just be one of the lucky ones. I might be one of the ones that has success accidentally without ever really actually trying to. And guys, I mean, that would be the way to go, right? You never have to put yourself out there. You never have to work that hard. Success just comes to you. And I think that some people actually really think that's a possibility, because the people that have really had the huge success in this business make it look so easy, but I'm telling you, it's not. They got out of their comfort zones. They felt fearful about reaching out to people on their chicken list. They did things that they were completely scared of. They made themselves so uncomfortable that they put themselves in a position to sink or swim, and when it comes down to it, they swam and they got to the other side, and they make it look easy, but it's not. They felt the fear and they did it anyway, but they took action. They didn't feel the fear and then cower down. They took they felt the fear and they made a decision to go for it anyway. And it really is a choice. You do have a choice here to feel so fearful that it paralyzes you, or to take action. It really comes down. If you really think about it, it's that simple. Feel the fear, take action, do it anyway. Yes, it's not always going to go, things that will not always go in the direction that you want them to go. But then, Lindy, what was it that we were reading earlier, that failure is just collecting data, right? It's just a learning opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn what not to do next time. And maybe it's a redirection, but, nobody gets there by accident. The only way to have success accidentally is by winning the lottery. And let's face it, I'm not wasting my money on lottery tickets. So Lindy, I'll pass it back to you if you want to wrap up this call.
All right. So I'm going to share a little bit from this this book because I think it's kind of appropriate and is a great way to wrap it up. So it says, make a decision right now that you will learn to live boldly, aggressively, and confidently. Don't let fear rule you any longer. It's important to note that you just can't sit around and wait for fear to go away. You will have to feel the fear and take action anyway. Or, as John Wayne put it, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. So courage is not the absence of fear. It is action in the presence of fear. Bold people do what they know they should do, not what they feel like doing. And so I love that. You do, if you want to be successful, you do what you know you have to do, and not what you feel like doing. And so face the fear, do it anyway, and know that every single time you do that, you are winning, that it is a victory, and that you're going to be stronger and better and more confident and more bold once you leap over that hurdle and start running. So, guys, thanks so much for dialing in again on this Monday morning. We appreciate you listening to what we're learning and hope that maybe we inspire and motivate and encourage you. So until next week, face some fear. If some of you have an awesome story by next Monday that you faced the fear and had a victory and learned something in the process, let us know. You know, we don't always have to be the ones talking on this. So if you have something where you have felt the fear, you did it anyway and had a victory, we want to hear about it. So reach out to Carly and I. Let us know. We would love to potentially have you share on this call with us. So, thanks so much again for dialing in. Carly, say bye. She's not even there. She's muted. So happy Monday, you guys, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.